About the size of four Indiana counties, Host Province sits on the eastern Afghanistan border with the Taliban-controlled tribal regions of Pakistan. Populated by the Pashtun warrior tribe, Host has been a hotbed of fundamentalist Islamic armed resistance since the start of the 1980 Soviet War. Today, elements of the society continue their insurgency against both the Afghan national government and its American allies, complicating the ADT mission. The ADT commander, Colonel Brian Copes, says Host is one of the country's most dangerous regions.
The information's been presented to us that far and away, Host province is the most kinetic of the 34 provinces in Afghanistan. Kinetic simply meaning shooting and explosions and IEDs and indirect fire, artillery, mortar, and rocket fire.
In late May, insurgents launched attacks on the provincial capital, Host City, and the nearby forward operating base Salerno, where the ADT is posted. Suicide attackers invaded a downtown Host City government building, intending to kill the governor meeting with American officers. 20 people died in the attack. A suicide bomber exploded a truck just outside the FOB Salerno gate, killing 9 Afghans. An errant Taliban rocket landed on a mosque near the base, killing 3 worshippers. On FOB Salerno, 3 ADT soldiers narrowly escaped injury when an insurgent mortar round exploded 50 meters away. Insurgents plant dozens of improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, in Host each month.
We were basically just moving at a crawl. We told everybody else to come, we'll kind of stay back, let us clear the path.
That's Sergeant Major Robert Gooden remembering a mission on May 5th.
And as we creep forward, we would just let them know anything and everything we saw. It was just, you're on pins and needles, just walk, just go down there. So just as we moved forward, the whole front end of the truck lifted. It's a large muffled sound inside the M-ramp. I could see from my perspective, I was sitting on the far back left by the door. Debris was flying up. I had a window directly across from me. And when it hit, and the first thing in my mind was, were we all right? And I could hear everybody talking. We lost all comms, all power. The whole inside of the truck started to fill with smoke.
Gooden says it was a long couple of minutes until the rest of the convoy heard from the soldiers in the lead MRAP. Everyone's okay, the radio finally squawked. But another danger still lurks, as Sergeant Sean Tharp relates.
I seen the tripwire for the secondary IED the same time Doc Jack seen it, and we both called it out. And as soon as we called it out, Doc Jack grabbed the gunner, Kinnert, tried stopping him. He was heading to step on it.
But Tharp says the soldiers who took the brunt of the first IED had some after effects.
Ringing in the ears for a couple, 3 or 4 days, had a headache for about a week. So, yeah, if we'd have been in Humvee, it had probably been done.
Despite the dangers, the Indiana National Guard, ADT, continues its agricultural mission in Afghanistan. That story begins next week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Douglas Wissing in Host Province, Afghanistan.